back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, the there is a piece of news that broke yesterday that surprised even me. Back in October, Trump got COVID. Remember that? And you remember his doctors got up and lied and said he didn't get oxygen, and it turned out he did, and they tried to minimize it. It turns out that Trump was a lot sicker than anybody thought, even up till now. Trump showed lung disease from as a result of the COVID attack, to the point where they came very close to putting him on a ventilator. Very close to putting him on a ventilator, which means that they would have essentially had to give him some kind of anesthesia, and he would have been out of it. And some people don't come back off a ventilator. He came that close. He came that close. At the same time, there was data published that pointed out that about 40% of U.S. virus deaths could have been prevented. 40%. Many tens of thousands of people, 40%. Simply by a serious adult in the presidency wearing a mask, urging other people to wear masks, to socially distance, not holding rallies and parties with no masks, infecting other people. Remember when they introduced Amy Comey Barrett? They had a party in the White House. People got sick. Rudy Giuliani at one point got sick. Chris Christie got sick. Trump's son got sick. Trump got sick. His wife got sick. Everybody got sick. If you'd had an adult in there setting a good example, 40% of deaths could have been prevented. One of the chief staff people at the White House got it and had part of a leg amputated. I did not realize that that can result in an amputation, but it did. It did. It resulted in an amputation. But 40% could have been prevented. And Trump, back in October, came very, very close to being put on a ventilator. Now, the good news is that Biden has just announced that he has arranged to buy about 200 million more doses of the vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna. It's great news. He's really gotten onto it. He has really gotten on with the program. We're going to the lines. Tim of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tim of Stoughton?
Well, it's just Kim, K-E-N, but that's all right. You had mentioned Mr. Ron Johnson, our esteemed Wisconsin senator, and I am wondering why the Democrats are not putting him on the defensive. He was one of the 10 that was going to object to the Electoral College vote, so he's complicit with Donald Trump on this riot, and he already stated that both sides would only take 2 hours and be done with this, so he has no interest in the trial. I think they should have him on his heels. They should be attacking him every day and saying, defend your statements. We don't have to wait until November 2022. Whether he runs or not, he should be on the defensive right now.
Right. I agree. And let's put it this way. I agree with your sentiment, but I'm going to differ on one thing. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has put on extensive television ads against Johnson right now. And their research has shown that what really kills him with people is the fact that he supported the tax break and he supports all these breaks for billionaires on planes and clubs and all that, but he's not supporting COVID relief. And that has shown to be the most effective line of attack. And they're good ads. I've seen them. They're good ads. And the Democratic Party is attacking him and putting him on the defensive. I would also, I agree with you, like to see an ad where they hit him on some of his subservience to Trump and the fact that he's backing off an impeachment. The problem with that is you have a big Trump base, and the research showed that the main thing was economic. I don't dispute that. However, I strongly agree with you that over and above the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, we need a lot more public attacks from our statewide people. We have a governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. We have a U.S. senator. We have a treasurer. There should be public statements, Ken, and there have not been.
Right, I would agree. I actually, I've been emailing Ron Johnson pretty much almost every day.
Good.
Complaining about his behavior. But I also sent one to Tammy Baldwin and said, why don't you, you know, kind of the same thing, put him on the defensive. It doesn't matter that you're not running against him. We just need a voice to bring up his shortcomings and say, hey, this is not acceptable right. behavior for a Wisconsin senator. And it doesn't matter that she's not running against him. It doesn't matter that we don't know who the candidate is. He should be defending himself, or at least be exposed and criticized publicly now, not 2 years from now.
You hit the nail on the head. And I just wanted to throw in there that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is running a lot of ads, and they're very effective. And they go beyond partisanship, and they knife him even in his own constituency. But you're absolutely dead right that the statewide electeds, Democrats and some members of Congress, should be out after the guy. Come on. This guy is betraying the state of Wisconsin. He's the guy that attacked the CIA and the FBI, even though they reported to him. He's the guy that said he's for Trump. Trump's for Putin and the KGB. He's the guy that basically has said there was fraud in our elections. Fraud in our elections. Ken, there was not fraud in our elections. Thank you very much for calling. Very necessary comment.
Matt, and just
Rocky,
one thing.
My friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Hey, good morning. I got to wonder, I know the Capitol is terrible. That's almost done. What's done next about the 450,000 plus dead people because they were misled by a man that knew one thing and said another? He told Bob Woodward one thing and he told the public another. It seems like that's a reason to be put in jail to me. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Well, and 40% of, let's say it's close to 500,000, that's about almost 200,000 deaths could have been avoided if he had not done this kind of lackadaisical, derisive, fraudulent response to the pandemic. And he did say to Woodward, this is really tough. This is really bad. And then he lied and he said, it's like the flu. And he get on and he say, well, there's only one case and it's going to go away. It's like magic. And then silently, the senators were briefed about how bad it was. And some of them dumped stock. They dumped their stocks, made a fortune, and then they went around lying themselves to, you know, this bar in North Carolina and all of these people, you know, Kelly Loeffler in Georgia, all these people. So that's number one. Number two, though, and this is something you'll be glad to hear, and it's true, is that in the polling, I often wondered how Biden won. It's hard to beat an incumbent president. And apparently it wasn't a lot of the stuff that you and I would talk about. What it was the pandemic. People were hiring a CEO of the country. They were hiring a chief executive. They were hiring a president. And this guy blew it. And he did it in a juvenile, derisive fashion. And that is what beat him. And that is what killed him. So in a way, there's some justice. There's some rudimentary justice in all this. And he, as a result of that, got beaten. Rocky, thanks a lot for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday. Matt Flynn direct. In the meantime, have a great programming today. Stay here for more of that good impeachment trial coverage. And also Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils, Tomorrow, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Great programming, and we're going to cut live to the impeachment trial today. Matt Flynn signing off. Back Monday.